Welcome to Nishal's Narrative, a weekly podcast bringing you the audio version of content I have written. I'm Shadows Pup, a writer and creator of books like journals and coloring books. This week, I'm pondering a quote from Steph Curry. I often try to dive below the words of a quote, think about what it means to me. Recently, I came across a quote from Steph Curry. If you don't fall, how are you going to know what getting up is like? It got me to pondering the thought, and this is what happened. Ever notice your life is never all one thing? You never fall down without getting up. You never see light without seeing dark. You can't spend money without making money. You never only laugh without crying at some point. And you don't get angry without feeling happiness at some point. You never walk up a hill without walking down it. Can you imagine life in one direction only? I can't. Just trying to leaves me feeling like it would be an unending pit. We often see people in one light and forget to see their other aspects. This becomes very noticeable when we have negative feelings towards a person. We see the negative parts, and that's who the person becomes. We nurse the anger and use it as a wall to keep them away, to avoid seeing them as anything but negative. It can also go the other way. Thus the term, love is blind. When we care about a person enough, we just can't see their faults. The upside of blindness is totally accepting the person without condition. The downside to the blindness is sometimes coming face to face with their duality is more of a shock than can be handled. Without the dark and the light in life, life would lack balance. Not just in our relationships, but in our experiences in life. Children who rarely hear the word no in their formative years find themselves in for a rude awakening when the world starts delivering a lot of no. They are unprepared for how to manage disappointment. It can also go the other way, and a child who didn't experience being told yes and receiving encouragement to succeed will often end up just expecting to lose out. I remember my elder brother observing one of my sisters constantly indulging her boys. Finally, one day he asked her, "How will those boys know what good days are if they never experience a bad day?" I laughed when he said it. Then later, as I thought about it, I started to understand his point a bit more. We really do need the duality to even be aware of which part of the duality we're experiencing. If all our days are good days, how do we know they are good? What do we have to compare them against? If you went for a walk and the ground was only level, how would you even know what a hill was, or even what difference to the walk it would make? If we always stood on our own two feet, literally and metaphorically, and never fell down, how would we know what it was like to get back up? How can we know what a success is if we've never had to struggle through defeat and roadblocks to success? We truly need duality in life. When we're struggling through the dark sides of life, we need that just as much as we need to find the light sides. When we're in the darkness, often the only thing keeping us going is the idea of going to the light. It's the promise of the load being light and life easier in the light that draws us to it. Yet, somehow we never think when life is going pretty good, how we need some dark times to remind us how good life is. We just enjoy it, never want it to end. You know, maybe the pessimist, who's always expecting the other shoe to drop during the good times, kinda has it right. The pessimist is acutely aware of the presence of the duality and is expecting it to happen at some point. Something to think about, eh? Thank you for listening to Nishal's Narrative. All my podcasts can be found on nishalsandlovingit.com. While you're there, maybe you'd like to subscribe to my weekly newsletter, Nishal's and Loving It. Till next Thursday, have a great week.